Vayitern Shas from Daf Kuf Zayin, picking up a brand new Mishnah, brand new parak, 13th parak here in Maseches Yevamos. Here we go. We're going to talk about Mion right now. And Mion, as we discussed in the past, we know is that, let's say, a person goes ahead and a girl gets married off by her brother or her mother. We know that a father's allowed to marry off his daughter below the age of 12 years old, and that's a Doraisa Dikei Kinyan. But let's say the father dies, as other cases as well, but let's go to the classic case that the father dies. Now the mother or the brother can marry her off, and it's a Darabanan Dikei Kiddushin, which only takes full effect after they reach 12 years old. I mean, it's effective right now, but she's able to get out of it until that age by doing something called Mion, by saying, I deny her, I'm out, I don't want anything to do with this. So now we jump into this and let's begin. Here we go. Beis Shammai Omer, we see a bunch of machlokesim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Number one, Beis Shammai Omer, Ein Mimanin Ela Arusas. The only time you're allowed to do Mion is if you have this case of where she was in Arusa. She did Eris in the first step, a.k.a. Kiddushin, Benat Nisuin. Beis Hillel Omer, Arusas Unasuos. Both, whether it's Arus or Nisuos, you're allowed to do it as well. Beis Shammai Omer, Beba'al, that you're only allowed to do it with a Ba'al. Bach takes up those next words, and you only do it with a bow. That's who you're allowed to do me and on your husband. The Bisilomim, Bebal Ubi of them, either one, the Baal or the of them. Machlokes number three, Beshami Omim, Befanov, me and it can only be done in front of the husband. Bisilomim, Befanov, Shol Befanov, whether in front of him or not in front of him. Beshami Omim, Bezdan, Beshami say you got to do it in Bezdan, Bisilomim, Bebezdan, Vishalom, Bezdan, either way. Amar lehem beis hillel lebeis amar lehem beis hillel lebeis shammai memeenes vikatana afil arba v'chamesh palmim. She's allowed to do this mian thing a bunch of times. Get married, mian. Get married, mian. Get married, mian. Before the age of 12 years old. Amar lehem beis shammai. Shammai says back. Ein benos yisrael hefker. No, this, what are you talking about? This is not a hefker to kazach. You can only do this one time. Ella memeenes umamtana such a tagdil. She goes and she does mian, and then she has to wait till she gets older. And then, utamayin v'tinasei, she again does mian, and then she can go and she can get married. So we started off in the Mishnah that Beis Shammai said that you're only allowed to do mian if there was erisin, but not if there was nisuin. Now we're going to see it. That's according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says even from nisuin. We're going to see within Beis Shammai four different reasons to explain what the pshat is. Amar Vidam Shmuel, my time of the Beis Shammai, what's pshat? Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to do nisua. Fishain tonight be nisuin. That is, let's say someone says, I marry you all tonight for something, and that tonight doesn't happen. So then the erisin is not good. But what happens if they decide, you know what, let's keep going with it anyway, and they go through nisuin, then we say that it works, and it's kilu, like you accepted that there's no tanai, the tanai wasn't kept by erisin, and we're good to go. If you say tanai be nisuin, v'i nisua t'main, and if you want to say that in nisua, straight out, this is full on. There's a lot of dumian, then asi lemeimer yesh tanai b'nisuin. People are going to start to think, oh, it must be that there is such a thing called tanai when it comes to nisuin. And we know that that's not true. Therefore, we don't allow you to do mian by nisuin. Nechnas alechopa v'lon nivalam eikalameimer. Then that's the question. Okay. So let's say she goes to the chuppa, but she doesn't. There's no bia that actually happens. What about then? Are we going to say the same thing? Michael Meimar, what would Beis Shammai say? In that case, also, it's no good. As Gemara, Lefish ain't Tanai b'chuppah. Same thing, there's no Tanai when it comes to chuppah. Says, okay, Masar Avla Shluchei Abal. What happens if the husband gave her the daughter to Shluchei Abal? Michael Meimar, what are you going to say then? Because there was no chuppah and there was no bia over there. What about over there? Am I going to let be, me in there either? This is low plug Rabbanan. Rabbanan didn't make any distinctions when it comes to all these different cases. It's not going to be good. Sorry. Beis Hillel, what about Beis Hillel? They let me in happen in these cases also, even if it's after Nisuin. Because everybody knows that this whole Katana shtickle is a Darabanan thing in the first place, and no one's going to think that there's a Tanai when it comes to Nisuin and a regular Matzav. Rabbi of Yosef Dor Mitzvahus, and then we have another understanding of Beis Shammai. They come and they say, time of the Beis Shammai, Lefishain, Adamos, Sabilas, Sabilas, Nus. Nobody wants it to be that the Bia is retroactively a Bia's Nus, because if they go and they get rid of it after Nisuin, then it means that he was with this woman, they were Nivala, and now it ends up being Lamafreya that this whole thing was Nus, because they're not really married. Nobody wants that. Says the Gemara, okay, Nixa Lechopav, Lenivala, what happened if you just do chuppa and there's no bia, then what about that? Make it a meimar. Says, come on, lo nichalei detavi chuppa di yisura. The whole purpose of chuppa is to get to the concept of bia, and he wouldn't want to have a chuppa here also. Lo nichalei detavi chuppa di yisura. If they're going to do me in anyway, says Gemara, okay, Masar Avlu Shulchei Baal, Michael, what about then? How do you understand Beisham over there? The same means not okay. So again, same thing. Lo plug rabbanon ubeiselel. Why the k to do me in all these k's? I'm not worried that people are going to start to say that's nus. Says kaven the ikar kedushin uksuba. Since there's actually kedushin and uksuba goes on here. Lo asalameimer the bila. So bila nus. No one's going to say like, oh, it's bila nus, because they know there was a real thing that happened over here. A papa amir papa comes in and gives another explanation for Beisham. Number three, time of the Beisham shum peiri. The reason why Beisham Shami says, you're not allowed to go ahead and do mion to Nisua is because of peri, because of the fruits. This is known as Nechse Melug, as we've mentioned many times. A woman comes into the marriage with property, then the general understanding is that the stuff goes to the man, and then when they get divorced, it goes back to her. But in the meantime, even though he doesn't really own the land, he gets the peris, he gets to pluck the stuff from there. And what we're worried is like this. Time of Beisham Mishum Peri. Time of the Beisela Mishum Peri. And both of them, and the reason why Beisham says that Mian doesn't work with the Nisun is because of fruits, because of Nechsem Eluk. And the reason because of Beisela is also because of that. Time of the Beisham Mishum Peri. The Amrit Nisua Tamayin. If you want to say a woman can do Mian even after Nisun, after it's like full-fledged, Kilo, then Shamit V'achil Humina, the guy's going to say, okay, at any second, she can go ahead and she can like annul this whole thing. I might as well go ahead and just like rock this and take as many fruits as I can. It's going to end up being not so good for the land. The self will make of Kaima, because at any moment she can go and she can leave. So I might as well take advantage of that, and it's not going to be good for it. So therefore we say, no, you're not allowed to do Mian once there's Nisuin, so then he's not going to go and ruin the field. But Basil says the opposite. Adarabba, Kevadamar Tamayin, since he knows that she can do me at any time, therefore he's going to take care of it so that they don't give any advice to leave. Savar de'ilo, because he thinks that if I don't take care of this stuff, then he's going to go give her advice to leave me. Therefore, we say that even after me, and you're allowed to, after me, and even after me soon, you're allowed to do it. Rava Amar, this is number four. Nobody wants to be Torech. That means to go ahead and do so much work into making a Suda for marriage over here and then to lose out from it. It might cost a lot of money, time, effort to get involved. Rasha Suda Nisuin. Hilkachi Amar Tamayin. Mimne Velo Nisbe. They say you could do me and even after Nisuin. No one's going to want to actually do this in the first place. And it defeats all purpose of taking care of this girl as no father. They say, Tavayu Nichalu. No, it's good for both of them, right? Because Rashi says, Hilkach lo mimnei, if we're not going to go and do me, and because everybody, they want it to be that it's like a nice shtickle toira, they got married, and it's beautiful and nice and lovely. And therefore, we're not worried that's going to happen. Now, the second machlok is bad over here. Is when it comes to the idea of doing mian on a husband or even on the avam. According to Beis Shammai, you're only allowed to do mian on your husband. According to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to even do it on the avam. Amar Avoshaya says, Mima Enes Lama Mamro, she can do mian to his mimer. This is a derabbanan to marriage. When somebody does mimer, when you do mimer, so then you'd have to get a get. But a get and then also chalitza. In this case, Rav Shai says, "Mamenas amamaru ve'ain mamenas lazikaso." She's allowed to do mian to mimer, but she can't do mian to the zika. Meaning, she'd have to do chalitza in such a matzav if she's just a regular state of zika. So, if it's a katana and she does a mian, then she's allowed to do mian to mimer, even though it was to be a gedola, they would have to get a get also. So you're allowed to do mian, and then it gets rid of the mimer because you're katana. And then you have to do chalitza also. Vein mema enas hazikaso. Amar avches. So let's try to understand. Ovoshaya. My time of Ovoshaya. Mimer demidaita. Matza akra. Mimer, which is something which is with her, which her das, and she can go ahead and she could be okay such a thing. She could uproot this thing called mimer. Zika de balkarcha lomachaga. But when it comes to zika, that's not with her das. That's even balkarcha. So she can't just get rid of that. Unless she goes and does chalitza, but mian is not going to help. Frek the Gemara. Zare bia de balkarcha. But what about the fact that we have something called bia, which comes by yibam? That's balkarcha. You're allowed to do that. As Rashi quotes the Gemara earlier in Daf Nun Dal, Yavamo Yavo Lea Balkarcha. The way Rashi explains this, peep, turn the page, goes down to my base, is that when Basil said that Yavama is allowed to do me in both cases, by a husband and by the Yavam, so we say the just, like when it came to the husband, it's talking about a case of where they did Nisuin, and where she had, there's a Bila over there, right? So also over here, in the case of Yibam, where there's a complete straight up consummation, then through Bia with the Yavam here as well. So we see that it's possible for what? For her to go ahead and get rid of this marriage tickle, even when something is against her will. So why is Zika any different? Ella, rather, says the Gemara, why is she able to get rid of the Zika? I'm sorry, why can she get rid of my this Nisuin when it came through Bia or through Maimer, but she's not able to get rid of the Zika? Because Bia, just like that with me in, Bia Umaimer de Hukavid Matsya Akra. Zika Drachmana Ramala Lo Matsya Akra. These are things, the first things are things that happen from the actual Yavam doing it. He goes and he has Bia with her, or he does Maimer, so she can uproot that. But when it comes to the idea of Zika, which the Torah itself says, that you can't just go and snap your fingers and get rid of it. Okay, now we have someone against that. Ula Omar, Enes Afla Zika, so she can even do me in even to the Zika. And you don't have to do Chalitza. My time out come. Nesue Kamoi Ka'akra. When she does Mian, she's actually uprooting her original marriage. Zakt Rashi, Veshuv Ein Kan Zika. There's no Zika in the first place. Okay, let's come against Ula now. Esve Rava Ula. Kol Shechon Lamayim Vlomiana. This goes way back to the very first daf that we have, daf Beis and Beis and Al, Beis and Beis, that kol shechol l'mayim v'lo mian, anyone that could do mian ends up not doing mian. As he says, a per kama, bito ketana, let's say his daughter who's a ketana, and the suel achiv. So you have Reuven, and Reuven marries off his daughter who's a ketana to Shimon. V'lo kibel avia kidushin, kigon shesia avia, Tchila la'achar v'nizgarsha v'hi esoma b'chaya av v'yicholu l'mayin v'lo miyana bo omeis tzarasa choletzes she'ena tzaras abas li'pater mishum tzaras erva hol v'abas yicholu l'mayin ena nisuin gemurin. Sorry about this, I'm just reading it through. V'omis habes hol v'lo miyana abas havi la hach tzaras erva b'miksas. Okay, we're talking about a case over here. We have this guy named Reuven. Reuven has a daughter who's a katana. He marries out to some random guy, Bob. But that one ends up happening, and that's a regular kiddushin, straight up marriage. Okay, she goes out and he marries her off to Bob, and then they get divorced. And now she's called the Yesoma Bechaya Av. He then goes and marries off to his brother. Now she can go and do Mian. And she ends up not doing Mian. And now Shimon, who she married him off to, ends up dying. And the Yesoma Tzara named Shaniqua. The umes tsarasa, the tsara can do does chalitza. She ain't a tsaras habas li pater mishum tsaras erva. Since she's able to do mian at any time, it's not considered nisum gemurim. Vloimis habem, she can't do yibim though. Hol vlo mian habas, because she didn't actually do the mian. So havi lahach tsaras erva makes us. She's like a semi sort of tsaras erva. So let's try again. Esei rov leula kol sheichol lemayin vlo mian a tsarasa choletzes vloimis habemis. Now frik the gemara. Vamai. Why? Why is that? Timoin hashta v'takrina l'nisui kamai. Let her just do right now. Let this girl, let her do me in right now and get rid of the original marriage and l'mafreya. And now the tzara is can do yibam with her father, with you know this girl's father. V'tisiyabim tzarasa, and let her go and just do straight up yibam. This clearly, the fact that we didn't say that must be that it goes against Ula. Didn't say such a thing means that Yavama is not able to go and do me in after the fact the husband dies. What's Ula going to say to that? Says Gemara, Tzaras Erva Shaini. She is able to go and do Mian, but Im Kol Zeh, still the woman's got to do Chalitza, can't do Yibam. Why? The Tani Rebbe Bar Yecheskel. Miana Bebal. Let's say you have this girl, she goes ahead and she does Mian on the husband while he's still alive. Muteris La'aviv. Then she becomes Mutter to marry this guy's father. So she's married to Bob, she does Mian, she can now marry Bob's father. The Mian is a Lemafreya Dika thing. It's retroactively gets rid of it. And therefore, she's never actually this guy's daughter-in-law. So she's just like a regular woman now. Rashi says it's like a case of Anusa Umafuta that you're allowed to go ahead and have a relationship with. B'yavam. But if she did Miyam with the Yavam, the husband dies and just Miyam with the Yavam. Asur Lav. Now it's going to be Asur to be with her quote-unquote father-in-law. Alma B'shas Nefila Nires Kekalaso. Must be because of the time that she went for Yibam. Now she ends up looking like the straight-up daughter-in-law. And that's going to answer. Even though Lamaisa, the Mian does get rid of the first thing. So Hachanami here also, in the case where one's daughter, who is a Ketana, comes to him for Yibam with the Tzara, and the daughter goes and does Mian, B'shas nefila nears k'tzaras b'ito. At the time of the fellow, it looked like k'tzaras b'ito. And that's why it's going to be a problem to do yibam and you have to do chalitza. Really, midaraisa wouldn't be a problem to do a bana to a thing that you're not allowed to do it. Now, remember, Ula just said before that a ketano does mian, then she can get rid of even a zika. Now we're going to see what happens with these other brothers. Amarav, mian abazet, asur lazet. If a ketano does mian to one of the brothers, she becomes asur to the other brother. There's two brothers there. Midi dahava abayilas get. We compare it to a case of Yavama who got a get. In other words, if one of them gave her a get, Rashi says, Imnas in law, echad get, pasal kun, pasal from everyone. Bailas a get, lav kevin de itzer Allah l'chad, itzer Allah l'kulu. Don't we say that this Yavama who got this get, saying she's also to the guy who gave it, therefore she's also to everyone? Hachanami loshna, here too, also in the case of Mian, there's one, and it's going to be the same thing, and she's going to be also to all of them. That's Gemara. Shmuel Amar, no. Mian abazem utaris lase. If you do mian on one of them, you're going to be mutter to be with the other ones. V'lo dami labayis aget. You don't compare it to the get. Kabayis aget. Hu de ka'avid ba. Hacha hi ka'avid be. All right. When it came to the idea of the balance of get, it's this guy is the one who came along and gave her a get. But in this case, by mian, she's the one who did it. The Amar lo ra'ina bach v'lo tzaveina bach. She says, I don't want to be with you. I don't have an interest in you. Bachu de Lorena, it's you I don't want to be with. But with your brother, I do want to be with. So we had Rav, what he said. We had Shmuel, what he said. And number three, now is Ravatsi. Ravatsi Amar, Mina Bazem, Muteres Lafil Lo. If she does mean it to this guy, she's even with to be with him. In fact, the Gemara, Lamech, Rav Oshayas, really? Should we say that Ravatsi, who just spoke up now, that he's going to be like Rav Oshaya? Dharma Enam and Ma'enis is Zikaso. He said the Yavam is not able to go and do mian to a Zika. As Gemara, Bechad Yavam, Hachinami, Damatsi Akra. No, that's not pshat. When it comes to one Yavam, so she can go out and she could, Me'akra, she could uproot the Zika, and then she would be usher to him. Hacha, Bishne Yavanim, as you can hear, we're talking about there's two Yavanim, and why is it Mian doesn't go ahead, and why doesn't it work here? De'ain Mian, Lechatzi Zika. You can have Mian to a half Zika, since there's two brothers here, each one of them have a Zika, it's like a half Zika in each of them, and therefore she could even be married to him. Yasa Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. When Rav came, he said to Rabbi Yochanan, Mian of Azem Mutaris Lachin. If she has Mian on one of them, she's going to be much with the others. V'lo hodu lo. But they were not masking to him. Who wasn't masking to him? Says Gemara, man lo hodula. Who was that? Amar Abai, Rav, it's Rav. Rav Amar Rav Shaya, it's Rav Shaya. Rav Amar Rav Asi, some say it was Rav Asi. Next, my chlokas, we have the Mishnah said, Beishami, Amar Befanov, you can only do me in front of him. Beisel, say you can even not in front of him. Tanya, you're linked on the Braisa. Amar Lan, Beisel, Ela, Beishami. If I lo Pishon, Agamal, man, Ishto, Shlo Befanov. Don't we find the story of a guy named Pishon who used to ride camels? He was a camel rider. And we allowed the wife to do mian even that in front of him, and it worked. So there's like, oh, against you, Beishamai? I'm a land Beishamai, Beishamai, stay back. Pishon Agama, Bamida, Kipshuta, Kifusha Madad. He was messing with her Nichse Malog. He was just like messing the whole thing up. He was just going at it like crazy. Fikach Madulo, Bamida, Kifusha. Therefore, they went with him in a way which they messed up his measurements. His measurements. We were flipping the measurements, so they flipped it on him also, and they changed it in this particular instance. Okay. Midaka achil pere pshita nesui. Hold on a second. If Pishon is the one who's eating the peros, then we must be talking about a case where it was a nesua, not just an arusa. V'amr beishami nesua lo mamano. But if we know that it's a nesua, you can't do mian. What's going on? It says, come on, trey kitre avdube. They did two types of kitores. Rashi shnik sharam also a love the rasa. The two knots they did, which messed him over. That they allowed, even though normally we don't allow you to do mian not in front of him. And normally we don't allow mian to be done after nesua. And in this case, even beishami were mask him because he was messing around. Beishami omer fnei beis dan. Beishami said next to machlokas number four. We beishami said mian has to be done. In Beis Din, Beis Hillel said, even not in Beis Din, Tanan. Ha'atzam, Rebbe Mishnah says, Chalitza v'ameinu in B'shtosha. Chalitza and Mian has to be done in front of three people. Man Tana, who's the one who said that it's got to be done in three people? I'm a rabbi, Beis Shammai. It must be Beis Shammai. Because Beis Hillel say it doesn't have to be done in Beis Din. So it must be, you don't need even to have these judges. Abai Amar, I feel the time of Beis Hillel. You could even say it's going according to Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to do it outside of Beis Din, but Adkan lo kamer Beis Hillel ela delo be'inan mumchin. All Beis Hillel meant by saying you have to do it in court means you don't have to have a mumchin, you don't have to have an expert that's doing it. Avos shlosha be'inan, it could be even hediotos doing it. Could the tanya be'inan to the Braisa, b'shami omer b'fnei Beis Din, do it in front of Beis Din, b'Beis Hillel omer b'fnei Beis Din, v'shalo b'fnei Beis Din, both. Ve'ilu ve'ilu modem shlosha, everybody agrees that it's got to be at there are three. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshir, and Bishnayim, they allow you to do it even, Mian is allowed to be done even if there's only two. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Barman Yumi, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Alachikos, Zug, the Alachik goes like that, Zug, that's from Visser, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that even with two. Okay, then we have the next machlokas that we have. She's allowed to do it even if she's a katana a bunch of times, four times, five times. And Bisham is like, but Shamir to mine, she's gonna do it one time, and then wait till she gets big and she does it again. She already did me, and why does she have to do it again? What it means is she has to do it again, but she has to say, like, I want that mian. Maybe Rashi says, maybe she went back on it, she didn't want to do mian. Therefore, he's just to say, no, I want to stay with the mian that I had said. We're sticking with that. Ula Amar, Ula says, no, actually two. Tarti Katani, there's got to be two. There's two different situations are going on over here. Right? It's not going back on that first time. It's two things. Osha Tamayin Vitagdivatar. See, either she has to do mian and then she gets old and then she can go and do Erisin. Osha Tamayin Vitinasi Altar. Or she does mian and then she gets married right away. So the first case that we just said is that what happens is she does mian and then she gets older and then she does erisin. She does mian and then v'tinatzli atish, she gets married right away. Meaning she has to do nisuin in order to make sure that she's not able to do mian anymore because according to Vishami, he can't do mian on nisuin. Bishlama ula. Okay, it makes sense according to the first way of understanding. Sorry, the second way of understanding that Ula just said, then we can understand the lashon of the actual Mishnah, hainu d'ketani, atche takdil utimain v'tinase. Elul Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, atche takdil v'tomer miboyle. Should have said until she gets older and then she speaks up. That's what we needed to say. Says Gemara Kasha. Okay, it's a good question. She should say that I want to grow up. She says she'll grow up. That she says I want to stick with my original mian. So our Mishnah doesn't really fit so nicely in the way that Shmuel says it. But again, as always, Kasha is maybe knock it off. It means a good question, and we got to deal with it. Zogne next, Heilige, Heilige Mishnah. Izui Kitana Shezricha Lemoin. Who's going to call the Kitana? And she has to do Mion. Kol Shehisiua Ima Vachel Ledaita. Anyone who her mother or brother married her off with her Das. She did it with her Das, then you have to go, she has to do Mion. Isiu Shalol Ledaita. And it's Zichamin. If she did it without her Das, then no, she doesn't have to, means if it can't say, well, she's not even married at all, even with her bottom, therefore she didn't have to do Mion and she's off the hook. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigona Somer. He says, "Kol tino kosheni yichol lishmer kedusha." Any girl, any young girl, is not able to be shomer to guard kedusha, the thing she got married with. She got married with a ring or something like that. And if she doesn't have to do me, and she's too little to be able to understand what this means, she's not considered married. Rabbi Eliezer Ami says, "Ein maasei ketana klom." He says the actions of a ketana are nothing. Elikim mafuta is considered like a woman who's mafuta who was seduced, and therefore bas yisrael kohen lo tachav truma. If it was a bas yisrael that married a kohen, she's not letting truma because it's not really. She's like married. She's like just seduced. And bas kohen lisa tachav truma. Bas kohen married to who does this type of marriage with a kohen yisrael, she can still eat the truma from her father's house. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Ami says kol akava shehi meish kiilu hi ishto. Any holding back, which is from the man. It's like she's his wife. And call a ish, but any refraining, holding back, which is not from the man, kilo ainu ishto, it's as if they're not his wife. The Gemara is going to explain what this means. Zok the Heilige Gemara, Rabbi Yudamar Av, Varmer Lubim Sisatana was taught in a Brisa, but Rishona originally, he calls him get meun. They sort of get for meun, and they write the following words. Lori Ina, I will not be, I don't want him. Volitzavina be, I'm not interested in him. Veles be, less than a boyless nas, vole, I don't want to be married to him. Kevin the Chazud the Nafish Debur, once he saw that there was this like very, a lot of words going on here, it was written in such a wordy way. Army, they said, beep, turn the page, kuf ches. That asa lechufi begita, people were going to confuse it with a get. Rashi says shechteveu sofer bor beget gerish and legarish. Boisha is going to use this to write, uses get. So the kinach they established the following idea: b'yom ploni mian a ploni's bas ploni ban pona. That on this day, this person, the daughter of this person, did mian in front of us. The end. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. When we saw y'all, a great day.